All right.
Yeah.
So, haven't done one of these in a while. A little, gotta knock the take a few minutes here to knock the rust off. And I haven't been doing them because, well, it's hot as shit where I'm from, and my air conditioner sounds like somebody threw like seven raccoons that had like a bag of marbles in there, like in each hand, and now they have to fight to the death in my air conditioner. So it's just squeals and clanging and squeals and clanging, and it gets picked up on the microphone. So I have to shut it off, otherwise, otherwise it comes across the microphone. But then what happens is I end up sweating my balls literally off. They literally fall off my body in just a pool of salty, sweaty mess. And I'm losing money on Swiffer. I'm losing money on my little Swiffer pads I gotta buy to clean that shit up. Now So yeah. Anyway, now and then Ben took my roommate took a bunch of the all the podcast shit down, and 'cause he's probably just phoning it in on doing anything creative. I think he's just sort of decided that he's gonna, white picket fence it, find he thinks he's got his Mrs. Right, and now they're gonna buy a fucking Volvo and go to the grocery store, I guess. Whatever. That's what I think most people do, is they just they buy Swedish cars, Swedish furniture, and they just kind of hang out at Vons, buying shit for their kids. It's not even for them. They're buying like Fruit Loops and baby formula. I don't know. I'm talking shit. So anyway, yeah, I got this back going. Hopefully to stay. I don't know, 'cause a little recording device dealy that I got in my hand, my little recordamajigger, is somebody's that isn't me, which means they're probably gonna want this at some point. They're gonna want it back, and I'll be honest, I'm not gonna buy one. I'm not gonna buy one for me because I'm broke, ish. And this thing looks like it probably costs a pretty penny, so I'm not gonna futz with it. What I'll probably end up doing is I'll probably end up just using the microphone on my computer, and hopefully that won't be terrible. It probably will, but fingers crossed it won't. So, anyway, I got that going, got this back. Should be getting one of these out weekly, assuming I have shit to talk about. So if you like the podcast and you book a comedy room and you shit gold and can maybe point me in the direction of a unicorn, not to narrow it down too much. I don't want to be too specific. But get me out to a show so I can talk about your show at the very least. I will talk about the shows that I do on this thing. Speaking of, I was in SLO over the weekend. It's San Luis Obispo in sunny California for my Gonda. Hey, Gonda! Haven't talked to you in a while. You fellas, hopefully you're still around. Hopefully you come back to me. I know I left you for a little bit, but I'm back now, baby. Back now, Gondans. Still don't know how to refer to you plurally. But yeah. So I had that show in San Luis at a coffee shop slash tea room slash craft beer bar. Why? Because San Luis Obispo. That's why. Because slow. Because that's how they get down with their three-way art gallery, bar, coffee house scene there. And it was fun. There was like, I don't know. It was weird because there was like nine, there's like nine people, and the room felt packed as shit. Because it's just this really tiny, weird little room, and then up top there's like a balcony, which there's people up there, and then there's people. There's more than nine people. I'm fucking around, but yeah, but this is like this little tiny room, and we're packed in there like sardines. And, yeah, it was a good show. But the booker, he brought me on, and, who, by the way, is a buddy of mine, Mike Zaluski. Funny motherfucker. And, you know what? Let me tell you guys a bit about old Zaluski. Well, we first met doing shows in Paso Robles, and I thought for sure that the dude just immediately hated me. And the reason being is I'm insecure, pretty much. But, yeah, he, you know, we ended up talking, and, you know, we were drunk, and I was just getting this weird vibe from the guy, and then he, you know, he didn't book me for anything after we did a couple shows together. So I was like, oh, he doesn't like me. He doesn't think I'm funny. Okay, well, that sucks. Too bad, so sad, but I got to move on. Anyway, so another dude, Andrew Boydston, had a show here in Bakersfield where he had me and Zaluski on. And, you know, we were hanging out, shooting beer, and he's like, hey, man, you know, super nice, super nice, such that it was confusing. I didn't really know how to take it. I was like, Jesus, I thought you didn't like me. What's going on? And so anyway, a couple months down the road, I'm doing this show for him, and we're pals now, and we hold hands, and we skip, and we sing. We sing Ace of Base songs together. I didn't want to tell you that, but it's true now. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm doing this show in slow. And he comes on after me because he's a host. And doing his hosty thing. And he goes, so, everybody, who liked that? And he was like, ah, you know, clapping and shit. And he's all, you know, so you guys like that? You know, that whole, you know, building up the crowd thing. And then just, like, from that balcony, I just hear, like one girl voice just go, no! I immediately start cracking up because, like, everybody's looking at me like, oh, God. Yeah, like, they're looking at me like I'm going to start crying. I think it's fucking hilarious. And cuz I know what I did. I made fun of girls. I made fun of some girls. Yeah, cuz I'm in third grade still. But so I knew she was going to, you know, up there drunk taking that shit personally. And anyway, so fast forward to the end of the show. I'm going back in for another beer at this coffee house, tea room, / art gallery, / gypsy trinket store, / I don't know, just places for people to sit. There were people, there's windows in this place, and they've got chairs in these windows. And you can just go and sit in the window display in front of that coffee house, you know, like a human mannequin, like you're just there, and people can sit there and watch you through the window, you know, like their own personal live action version of Friends or something like that. Like, oh, that's Chandler. He's the funny one. That's but yeah, so yeah, this place was tripping me out, man. So I'm ordering a beer, and in their selection of beer, like there's nothing normal. Like I couldn't get a Coors Light to save my fucking life in this place. All the beers were named like Scrimshaw Slap-a-Doo Ale or Bonsai Babaloo Script-a-Doo. Like I don't know what anyone. There was one called like Dog Face, Dog Head Fish Soup or something. Just really bizarre. And I don't know, man. When I was in the military down in, like, I was down at Pendleton, which is Southern California, there were all these microbrews, and IPAs were getting real popular at that time. And, you know, they were fucking delicious, man. I used to go to these microbrews, and, I mean, just to casually drink a beer that tasted delicious. And now, the one beer I got, and I'm not going to out what beer it was because I don't want to talk shit, but it literally tasted like I don't know, like patchouli-infused hippie sweat would be like the best way I could describe it. And it was terrible. It just had this aftertaste of like patchouli or something just very hippie. Like it wasn't a taste that I had ever tasted, but it was a taste that I knew I had smelled in like a pot shop. Not that I frequent those. People that know me know that I'm not a huge pot guy, but I have been alive on the planet and have at some point wandered into one of these places. So, and that's what it smelled like. Or tasted like. It tasted like how that smelled. Like hippie feet or something. I don't know. Like maybe they brew it out of like commune bathwater as some kind of like recyclable drought save the earth kind of bullshit thing. I don't know. But it was fucking horrid. And I'd never been to a place where I was just like, oh my god, all I want is a Coors Light. I would have punched my own mother in the tits just for like a Coors Light. Cause oh god. Anyway, but the show was fun, and I think Zaluski's gonna have me back for some more shows and stuff, so that's fun. And he's a fun guy to hang out with, and he's one of those dudes. Which a lot of people are surprised when I say this about comics. Most comics aren't funny in real life. Most comics, at least the ones I've been around, it's just goddamn exhausting to hang out with some of these guys outside of, well, I mean just outside of you know, their act. Hilarious people on stage. Sad, mopey. And I'm saying that. I'm a sad, mopey. Mope sometimes, but I'm funny about it. Try to be, at least. Anyway, but Zaluski is one of these dudes that he's actually fun to hang out with. He's actually like you can get into some banter and some witty back and forth with this guy, and I like that a lot. Like that about him. And he's nice. Had us over to his house. We ate some In-N-Out, shot the shit, and all in all, I consider it a successful weekend. Upcoming shows. I've got, I'm going to be closing out a show at the Irish Heritage Club of Bakersfield, which if you go back and you listen to some of the older episodes, I'm pretty sure I sing the praises of this place because I love that place. It's just this nice little hole in the wall. It's not even a bar, really. It's just a little club. And the dudes that run it, they open it. And There's no advertising. You just, you kind of have to be invited. And you go in there and it's just a nice little, there's a bunch of Irish shit everywhere, which, I mean, I can take it or leave it. I don't claim Irish. Got a little bit, a little Irish, but I don't know. When you're white in modern society, it really, unless you're from Ireland, no one cares. I got buddy, well, I'm Italian. I was like, yeah, but you're in California, so who cares? Go. Well, you're gonna eat chicken nuggets like the rest of us. And yeah. Anyway, Jesus. See, that is the sound of rust being knocked off. Cause I'm okay. Anyway, let's move on. Going back to this. Going back to that. It's just all over the fucking wall. All over. Just shit splattered all over the wall. Because I can. Because, fuck it. Start your own podcast if you don't like it. But that show at the Irish Heritage Club is coming up on October 3rd. And I don't know any of the details other than if you talk to me about it. And that's October 3rd, 2015, in case somebody's listening to this in the distant future. Yeah, I don't want anybody like in 2035 after I've given up on comedy and I'm trying to chase six fat kids around because that's I just gave up on my dreams. Yeah, I don't want any emails asking about the show. Okay, people in the future. But yeah, that's going to be going down October 3rd. I don't know what time. I know who else is on it. A good buddy of mine, Chris Flail. I believe Margaret Haggard, who's another friend of mine who is fucking hilarious and apparently just tore it the fuck up at the Royal Rumble. My buddy Bruce, who's a comic that puts on this yearly competition that I didn't do this year because I was at a wedding. Apparently Margaret tore that up and now she's got the belt and she did it all on one leg. She took the prize all on one leg. So I've never seen a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, but apparently a one-legged lesbian can just kick the shit out of everybody at a comedy contest. So there's that. But okay, what else? Oh yeah, she's on there. Chris, I don't know. I got the list. There's some other people that I know are on there, but I can't think of if they're on there or not, and I'm getting a little confused. But anyway, that's going down October 3rd. So hit me up if you're listening to this at an appropriate time, and I can get you tickets for $5. If not, it's going to be 10 at the door. So do the $5. Don't do the $10. What are you, crazy? No one in there is worth $10. Do $5. We're worth $5. Yeah. And then after that, there's like Huntington Beach, which I don't know anything about. That got I'm hitching a ride with my buddy on that one. But that's next week. I'll talk about that next week. That way I've got shit to talk about. I don't want to blow my wad in one sitting here, right? So, what else can we talk about? Fantasy football? Anybody do fantasy football? I do. I love that shit, man. In my teams, I'm in two leagues, and both my teams are pretty much kicking ass right now. Couldn't be happier. Got me some Odell Beckham Jr. Got me some Antonio Brown. Got me some DeAndre Hopkins on one team. Yeah. Yeah, all on the same team. I don't know how they let me get away with that. Then on the other one, I got AP and LeSean McCoy, who hasn't done shit, but I got his backup, and his backup's been doing pretty well for me. And I think I got Eli on that one. Anyway, yeah, I'm looking good. I'm sitting pretty. I'm happy. Getting ready to kick the shit out of my Australian buddy next week, who of all the people – He decides he wants to draft the Seahawks defense in the first round. And then he gets on our little, we got a little group thing on Facebook for the league. And he jumps on there and he's just talking mad shit to me. I was like, dude, I don't know what you're thinking, man, but you need to chill. You need to lay off doing the body shots of Foster's off of old Crocodile Dundee's belly. You know, wear your helmet when you ride your kangaroo. That way you don't fall off and get even worse brain damage. So that's going on. I'm happy about that. My 49ers getting their asses kicked. Just shit pushed in. Hard. Oh, that Cardinals game was, oof. That was hard to watch, man. I was sitting there, and he threw that first pick six, Cap did, and I go to my phone to check out some shit for my fantasy league. Then I look back up, and apparently I thought that I was just watching a replay or maybe slipped into some kind of deja vu portal. But I'm looking at it, and I was like, no, because he was throwing that one to Bolden. Holy shit, he just threw another pick six as soon as he gets the ball again. I mean, it was mayhem. I couldn't, like, I legitimately thought that maybe somebody had slipped acid into my ice green tea from Panera Bread. I don't know if they do that or not, but I had no reason to suspect that they did. I just, whatever reason, you know, that was the conclusion I came to in that moment. So, Jesus. And I got my hopes up, man. I was I was dead set on just on just bracing myself for constant state of ass kicking and then people going on Facebook and, you know, fucking the capper shit or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got those, like, same three generic, like, memes they put on, and they just sort of, like, swap out, like, whatever team they don't like. You know, it's like, there's always that, there's that one where it's just the picture of, like, a bed set, and everything's decked out in one team, you know? And then they go, like, here's how you know your kid's a fag! Like that has anything to do with it. It's like, oh, then you'll see the one for the Broncos, and then you'll see the one for the Cowboys, and then, like, you know, inevitably there'll be one for the 49ers. I don't know why. They probably started with that one. And then what else is there? There's the Homer Simpsons blankety-blank-blank fans be like, where he just kind of, like, falls back into the bush. Yeah. There's that one. That's a good one. Haven't seen that one enough. Oh, yeah, then there's the knock-knock. Owen who? Owen two? There's that one. Which, frankly, I know it's hacky, but I don't give a shit. When I saw the Russell Wilson one, I laughed my dick off. And then I saw it again, and I laughed a whole nother. I grew another dick just so I could laugh that dick off. And then I saw it a third time, and I laughed so hard that that dick fell off, and by that point I was out of dicks. I didn't have any more dicks, but I kept laughing. But now I just have this sort of, you know, smooth Ken doll situation in my groin from laughing at that that teary eyed Russell Wilson picture. 0-2. Yeah. So. I like it. I love that one, man. And I went through my Facebook, because here's what a prick I am and how much I hate the Seahawks. I went through my news feed and I made sure I went out of my way and I put a like on every single person that had that meme. And there had to have been like 50 of them. And I just went boop, 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 all the way down the line. Because I fucking, I don't know if Revile sounds like a word. I don't know if I'm using it right, but I think by way of context, you can understand that that's a way for me to say that I don't like the fucking Seahawks. And I take pleasure in their pain. And I'm glad that their quarterback won't even fuck his girlfriend. Doesn't even have the common decency to slip her the D every now and then. Nope. Jesus wouldn't like that. So, I don't know. Anyway, I'm running out of steam on this, and Jesus. What we got? Oh, yeah, I've been going on for 25 minutes, which, you know, honestly, it's probably 25 minutes too long. But you're listening, and you stuck it out, and I thank you for sticking it out. And I will do this again next week and the week after, and hopefully I'll be more diligent and less of a lazy shit. But, all right, till next week, I will see ya. Oh, yeah, and just in case you thought I forgot, fuck you, Jeff.